May my words be of you, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm going to start with a really simple question. What is Ash Wednesday about? In the simplest terms, and I quote here from the author of Backstory Preaching, on Ash Wednesday, we remember the fleeting nature of our mortal bodies, their fragility, and the limited time we have. I think we do this not to feel small or fearful, but to inspire us to commit again to making the most of this gift of life that has been given to us. Ash Wednesday is a day when we again choose to step up and to step in because life is precious and precarious, wonderful, and all too short. And God is offering more than we can ask or imagine. I have to say that in my early adult life, when I was undergoing a kind of a spiritual reawakening, I approached the penitential season of Lent as a time for facing the reality of my sinful nature. I remember of thinking that it was a time to grovel, a necessary practice if Easter was to bring with it the joy of a clean slate. Well, maybe so. Or maybe that's only part of the story. Maybe what Lent is about is that in our mortal nature, we are prone to pick up and carry around stuff, to hang on to things that get in the way of our being able to fully accept God's love and grace. Part of being human is acquiring baggage that hinders us, that blinds us, that prevents us from the fullness of life that God offers. So Lent is a time to identify the baggage and ask God, allow God to remove it so that the quality of our life and our relationships with God and others and even with ourselves can be different. So I've asked you to have a piece of paper and a pencil handy. If you joined us just recently and don't have that, I invite you to go get it. A piece of paper, just a, you know, the usual letter size sheet of paper and a pencil. And since you are there at home, this is a perfect time to try something out of the box and creative. I want to say you don't have to use the paper and pencil if you aren't comfortable doing that. It's only there to be helpful for you. But I am going to ask you to use your imagination. If you are writing things down on your piece of paper, write today's date, maybe near the top. It's February 17th, 2021, or on the left side, but someplace up in the top corner. And then someplace else on the paper, maybe near the bottom, the right-hand corner, write April 4, 2021. That's Easter. But Easter isn't actually the end goal. It's the beginning of all that comes next. So put three dots, ellipses, after the April 4 date, symbolizing that the journey goes on. Now, somewhere in the middle, what I want you to draw or in your mind to imagine is some kind of luggage, maybe a suitcase or a trunk or a backpack. Draw that in the middle of the paper. Notice how big you think it should be. Notice what color it is. Maybe it needs compartments. And in this luggage, you are going to write words, naming the things that you have accumulated over the last year that are getting in the way of you believing and receiving God's love and grace. So just be quiet for a moment and let the ideas come to you. Let God's Spirit speak to you about the baggage that you are carrying. Maybe there's grief over all the losses of this last year. The people who have died unnecessarily and too soon. Maybe there's grief over job loss, business closures, lack of time with family, celebrations that couldn't happen, all kinds of things that have been lost. Write that down. Or maybe you just want to label it heaviness and disappointment. Put those things in your luggage with a word or a picture. Maybe there's anger or frustration or resentment at the limitations. Maybe some of you are angry and frustrated that the church is not meeting in person when other things are open. Write a word or a picture in your luggage for that. Maybe there's depression or loneliness that's getting in the way of experiencing the joy of your relationship with God. I suspect that the political and social discord of this year, for many of us, means that there is a person or a group of people that belongs in this luggage, someone toward whom you have strong negative emotions, or groups of people towards whom you have strong negative emotions, like unforgiveness or judgment or even hatred. Write about that in your luggage. Names and feelings. What else needs to be there? What else is it that you are carrying around that is weighing you down? Maybe there's shame or guilt because of things you've done or not done, things you've said or not said, or just because others have suffered more. Maybe there's fear and exhaustion. Think for a moment. Ask God to bring to mind anything else that you might need to write down. Now, what are you going to do with this piece of paper? This is your Lenten prayer project. Hang it up somewhere where you'll see it, or put it in your devotional or your journal. These are the things that you are going to hold before God in your prayers during this season of Lent. And ask God over these next days and weeks to take these things, to remove them, to heal them, to transform them, so that they are no longer getting in the way. Now, I am also going to point out that sometimes we have things in our baggage that are hard to pray about. Things that we aren't ready to give up or let go of. That's actually pretty natural. I remember being on a retreat once and walking on the beach, knowing that I needed to pray about a situation to forgive someone, and knowing that I did not want to do it. Not yet. So maybe you ask God to give you the willingness to get you ready to pray for whatever it is, because right now you just can't. This Lenten prayer project is holding open your hands to God with as many of these things as we can and letting God work. And when Easter rolls around, you may just be amazed by what has changed, the transformation that you get to take with you beyond Easter. I want to close with a poem by Jan Richardson that I also shared in the mailing that we sent out to all the households when we delivered ashes This is a poem by Jan Richardson. It's called Blessing the Dust. All those days you felt like dust, like dirt, as if all you had to do was turn your face toward the wind and be scattered to the four corners or swept away by the smallest breath as insubstantial. Did you not know what the Holy One can do with dust? This is the day we freely say we are scorched. This is the hour we are marked by what has made it through the burning. This is the moment we ask for the blessing that lives within the ancient ashes, that makes its home inside the soil of this sacred earth. So let us be marked, not for sorrow, and let us be marked not for shame. Let us be marked not for false humility or for thinking we are less than we are, but for claiming what God can do within the dust, within the dirt, within the stuff of which the world is made, and the stars that blaze in our bones and the galaxies that spiral inside the smudge we bear. Amen.